It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
Ladies and gentlemen, a little tip for you if you are a Mel Brooks fan like I am. Go up to New York, see that show, Young Frankenstein. I actually thought it was very, very good.
Good.
It's goofy, it's silly, it's not like real Broadway. You know, it's kind of just a farce, and I enjoyed every minute of it.
And it translated okay?
I shouldn't even say it's not like real Broadway, because it really is.
It is Broadway.
That's what real Broadway is right now, those kind of shows. But you can take the kids, you can go up, you can have a good time. If you like the movie, like I did, you'll enjoy yourself.
Good.
And, you know, Megan Mullally was my favorite part.
And if you don't want to make the trip, do what I do. I just send $20 straight to Mel.
Yeah, set it right up there. Mel Brooks will cash the check. He'll enjoy that.
Thank you, yeah.
Megan Mullally, I really feel like, you know, I'm an old queen now.
No. She's good.
You know, remember, now I'm a star of Will and Grace. I'm a fan of hers, and I went up to State Broadway, and I just enjoyed the Great White Way. And why do they call it the Great White Way? Is
because
that a racist term?
No, because of all the lights.
Well, they're red and blue and green.
In the days of
neon.
Old, they were white.
Some
they were
the
all
lights
white.
Are colored.
Yeah.
It's the Great White Way.
Now,
and,
when
yes,
we
go
had
ahead.
Megan on the old show, and I'll call her Megan
yes,
because,
please.
You know, we go way back.
Right.
I don't know what I'm doing. Did she feature in this play her two greatest talents?
You mean her boobs?
Yes.
She's
because she's got them. She
let
just
me,
doesn't
let me put it this
them.
Way. Let me put it this way. No, they're not. Mm. There's something else about her that I noticed. She's you know, it's not like she's super fat. But she, you know, they pack her into these dresses and stuff, and she's just
crotch shot.
She's what was the word you were using? I think
Rubenesque.
Rubenesque. She's a little Rubenesque, and no, I mean it's purely the talent. It's the voice. You know, she's got that little hey baby, I wanna say. You know, she's got that voice, and she
cuts
sings
through.
Really well, and I enjoy it. Good thing to go with your kids, and but. Outside of that, New York City in the beginning of August, you can have that.
It's lovely.
I really realize.
I recall it being a trifle warm.
It's the heat is not nearly the issue. The issue is pure mass of bodies.
Yeah.
And it makes me realize how much as I try to fancy myself as quite the humanitarian, how much I really don't like my fellow man.
What?
Present
company excluded, of
no,
course.
I like you guys, but look at how much space is between us physically in this studio.
I know
there's 4 feet between me and Buzz, and there's about 18 feet between me and you.
Sometimes that's not even enough.
I enjoy that. I really, really like that. Mm-hmm. And there's, you know, and Beth Ann is in a whole another room.
Behind two very heavy doors.
And, you know, when we get any more interviews with guys like Patrick Altice, she better be in another state. But, no, he was wonderful, Beth Ann.
Nice.
I'm just kidding,
does
of course.
The city still
really nice.
Smell the same? Because the thing that I remember from New York so clearly is that in the space of one block, you can smell like 10 different things.
It's
some
fun.
Pleasant, some detestable.
It's New York. It's
fun. Go at Christmas.
And if you like Letterman, we did have a Letterman moment. You know, it was Saturday. We're walking around New York City, so he's not taping his show.
Right.
But they did. God, I wanted to so much be on vacation because they had the door open to the Ed Sullivan Theater.
Mm-hmm.
So I walked in, and there's this table, and they had tickets available for Monday through Thursday.
Wow.
Free tickets. Just walk in
out?
There, just sitting there with the table. I didn't get in there. I said I wanted to see the theater, and they wouldn't let me in
was
there.
Was Dave sitting at the table?
Dave was sitting there taking a theater request. Then we went around the corner to
a beautiful theater.
Hello, yes. Deli. And, you know, even when we lived up there, when we were hanging out there all the time, I never went by Hello Deli. And because Carla watches Letterman, I have never been into Hello Deli. But we moseyed on over there, and I said, you know that goofy guy that runs the deli, Carla, that he has on the show, Rupert? I said, that's it. That's the real place. So you want? We'll go by there and see if he's in. And we're just about to get to the door, and Carla's walking ahead of me, and a pickup truck pulls in, a silver pickup truck, and it's Rupert.
Really?
It's that guy, Rupert. I was like an asshat tourist, like anybody else. I was like, hey, Rupert, take a picture with my girlfriend. And he was glad to do so. So we had
it's very easy to get caught up in
a
that
picture taken with him. But here I am criticizing the same thing that I was. You know, people take pictures in New York of anything.
You mentioned this.
It'll be a crowded sidewalk. You're going with the traffic flow. And then some fat woman is turned around and she's taking a picture of the ESPN zone
the
sign.
The nerve.
And I know, it just pisses me off.
I know.
People in general. Buzz, wait
very,
a minute.
Very touristy,
you don't even like a stroller in your path.
No, that's true. I don't like inconsiderate people.
Oh, my God. Yeah. People are crawling over you.
I know. It's New York. It's
and
Times
it was,
Square.
It was the theater emptied out and it was 10:45 on Saturday and you got these asshats that are on the street. You got the little Jersey girls coming with their too tight skirts all dressed. drunky-drunk, trying to stagger in high heels. No, they weren't hot, Buzz.
Okay.
They weren't even, most of them that I saw that were not even close to hot.
All right.
It really, I mean, it was like the sweaty crotch express.
I was hoping.
That's
nice.
What I was looking at.
That's what I like.
It was very, very evil. It was very evil.
Evil.
I liked it. It's a love-hate thing.
Mm-hmm. I get that.
I was very, very happy when the train left the tunnel, and I was in New Jersey.
Are you speaking in code?
Is that a dream?
No, it was fine. It was just fine. I mean, it's what New York is.
I'm
jealous.
You know, we were there so much for a while.
And we got used to it. We never saw the city, right.
And I miss it now because it was really a great place.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah,
it
well, is. Not anymore.
No, it sucks now?
Well, I've never been in there.
Because we're not there.
I thought New York City.
If Buzz had been there.
Was a mob scene, Times Square on New Year's Eve. Well, no, it's like that every weekend night. In the summer, I didn't realize
almost
that.
Almost 24/7.
Yeah, I mean, the weekend is back. And Christmas time again. Oh,
tourism
my God.
Is back. Tourism
good.
Is back
well,
in New
good.
York City.
That's
it was,
good, I guess.
yeah,
I'm trying to look on the bright side.
Look on the bright side. You walk out of the theater, Buzz, right. And you
as
know
he
those,
always does.
You know those streets around Times Square.
Yes, very
you
well.
Know how wide they are.
Yeah, well, yes.
There are so many human beings that you literally cannot move on the street.
Yeah. No, I've seen that.
And
like
I got
that.
Two little ones with me, and I'm just a little freaked out. And everybody has that urgency of going where they need
it's
to go
big
and
city,
doing.
Baby.
And you know, at that particular moment, I was like, it was real nice to come up and see a show like this. Mm-hmm. Only then, place in the world you can do
then
it.
And get the hell out.
There's only one Broadway. Right. But at that point in time, if I'd had a jetpack. I would have jetted right over,
I do understand.
To Letterman's house.
When you were there, did you see Mr. Gold?
Mr. Gold was all over the place,
really?
As a matter of fact. Well, a little more Mr. Gold in Soho. I did not. We did not dive into
I'm so pleased.
The Diamond District, Rob Spiewak.
I'm so pleased to hear that Mr. Gold is still there because I knew he was there when we used
it
to
was
go up.
Wonderful. I didn't see the Naked Cowboy either. I didn't see him.
Really?
He's touring.
There. But they were at one point. We finally were about to break free of this crowd,
right.
And you know the little island where it's a little island in between all the roads in Times Square.
Right. Yes.
Right.
And they usually
the
sell tickets.
And
there's
the
police station,
right.
Mm-hmm. And they had something for Univision that was taping, and people were going out of their minds, taking pictures
sure.
of the TV van,
right?
Because they were doing that.
Sure.
We also saw another, either a movie or a commercial or a television show being shot
always
on another street, and that was actually kind of interesting.
See any
that was
celebs?
Going on. No celebs the whole time I was up there.
Just Rupert.
I was looking. Rupert was, that's about all I got.
Gotcha.
And that's it. But it was fun. It was fun. I enjoyed it. It was, 24 hours. That's perfect for me. There's certain cities I say that are three-day cities.
Right.
I'll give you two examples. A great three-day city, New Orleans, Louisiana.
Absolutely. Yes. Perfect.
I think you get to that fourth day in New Orleans and, you're a little burned out because there's so much food and drink. Las Vegas, that can crisp you up after about 3 or 4 days.
I hear San Francisco is a perfect two-day city.
A two-day city. That's because you had that fling a long time ago up
you
in
see,
San Francisco.
I wasn't even going there, but if you want.
New York City, though, 24 hours, I was fine. I left.
Kids.
I'm like, that's good. Got a few little things in. Don't think I'd want to do the whole family vacation for a week in New York.
Not a week.
Both of my kids are dying to go see the things in New York that are television oriented.
So like Letterman,
they want to do that. If I could take them to the Today Show,
Flash Dancers,
they don't want to go to Flash Dancers.
Flash Dancers. We walk by it. We walk by Flash Dancers. Thank God the kids weren't too curious.
Yes. The Today Show drives them crazy with curiosity. They say, Daddy. Do those people have tickets?
We didn't do that.
We went
by CBS, where they do the CBS morning show.
Right.
And then, of course, right next to
boarded
that.
Up.
It was it was so funny. You know what's embarrassing as a
what's
CBS
that?
Employee?
What?
Yes.
We didn't make it to the NBC store, but you remember the NBC story at 30
yes.
Rock in
it's
New York City.
It's an amazing story.
It's like three stories. It's got all this stuff. It's got more. Every little show has every piece of merchandise you can imagine. You go into the CBS store, which is right next to
a Survivor mug.
The Ed
Bandana.
Sullivan Theater. There's nothing.
No, it's horrible.
There's literally nothing
in
there.
It's embarrassing. It's smaller, literally smaller than our studio.
Expensive real estate, but absolutely tiny and nothing in there. So
I enjoyed
it was
seeing The Daily Show up there. I'd like to go up and see The Colbert Report.
I would love to do that. I mean, go see TV shows would be a lot of fun, but with the kids, I'm not sure.
No, I understand.
It's good stuff.
I get it.
Well, speaking of New York, we're not going to speak of that. We're speaking of Hollywood. Go out to the left coast. I know there's a very significant news development as far as Hollywood
we're
is
concerned and disturbed.
Let's get to the Hollywood buzz right now. What is happening? I know it is, but you're going to tell us again.
Well, Oscar-winning actor Morgan Freeman, the latest is he's been upgraded to serious condition. That's how serious the accident was.
in Memphis, Tennessee today.
How was Miss Daisy?
The accident was last night. Everybody keeps asking about her, and no news accounts mention her.
Yeah, but I was the first one to say it on the air, so I get credit.
Or blame.
Hulk, you've rolled the Nissan Maxima. Hulk, how am I going to get to the Piggly Wiggly now that you have rolled my Nissan Maxima? What's he doing in a Nissan Maxima? What's he doing in a 97 Nissan Maxima?
I don't know. I can tell you what he's doing in Memphis, though. That's
he's green,
where
Mike.
He's from.
I don't want to promise anything, but it's a rumor we might have an exclusive interview with him a little bit later.
I just hope he's well enough.
Mike. I hope he's okay, too.
I'm surprised with that face that he wasn't spotted.
Oh, God, Rob.
Thank you.
That was for Rob. Car crash down follows gunshot.
Mississippi Highway Patrol says the car went off the road, flipped several times. Officers think that Morgan Freeman may have fallen asleep at the wheel.
Oh, no.
He was airlifted to a medical center where he was originally listed in critical condition. Now, as I said, he's upgraded to serious with a broken arm and a broken shoulder in the crash. The woman riding in the car with him was also hurt. I guess that would be
Jessica Tandy.
Exactly.
The great, the late great, the skeleton of Jessica Tandy. What's in the back?
She looks like the lady from Psycho.
It's a 59 Cadillac. Hulk, you're my best friend.
Well, because I never get tired of this, People Magazine has paid $14 million to get a look at Angelina Jolie's twins.
You know, I don't get it.
It's a lot of money,
but
man.
I guess it really does. They certainly have the formula as far as, you know, reaping the profits to justify the expense. Mm-hmm. But, man... Right. God, that's just a... I feel the same way when I hear that story as I did when I spilled out onto Times Square. Sometimes I'm just like, what's wrong with us?
What's wrong with people?
We're really just idiots. We're just mindless bunch of bags of water walking around just trying to figure
it
out.
And to underscore the mindlessness of it all, I believe we have the pictures at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Of course we do, because we're taking advantage of it, too.
We do. Let me tell you that you'll soon be seeing pictures of Knox, Leon, and Vivian, Marceline... the anointed future king and queen of the universe. People Magazine paid $14 million for the rights.
They're going to give it to charity?
To the baby pictures. Yes, reportedly, the Brangelina is going to give the money to charity.
Yeah, reportedly. So that, you know, that reportedly means they might just be putting in each other's pockets
absolutely.
And laughing their asses off. Buzz, we've got a three-day city call here. Hold on a second. Let's go to Paul from Quantico, Virginia. Paul, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. What can we do for you?
Hey, Mike.
How are you?
One of my favorite three-day cities has got to be Chicago.
Chicago!
Well said. That's a good place.
You know, Chicago is a place that I actually was there for a weekend, and it wasn't a long weekend, and I wish it had been.
It's a great
town.
So
I totally agree with you. That is a good call. That's very good.
You must go.
We should do a road trip to Chicago.
Oh, that'd be great.
Let's find an excuse.
That was really a good time.
How are the White Sox doing?
You know, back in the day, Don and a guy named Gary Rosnick and our old producer Frank Murphy went up there and just made a lot of weekend in a very short time. That's what great week. Very, very exciting.
Now,
that made the weekend for me.
If we go to Chicago, do we have to do that again?
Yes, it's a prerequisite.
All right, I'll bring a camera.
Get ready and, shave and get ready. What are you showing me there, Buzz?
I'm about to show you the pictures we put up at MikeOMaraShow.com of Brangelina's twins. There they are. And by the way...
Oh, my God!
No, I'm just kidding.
They're alive.
Oh, my God!
It's alive! It's alive! It's alive!
People Magazine...
They're monsters!
...paid $14 million for these. They only paid $6 million for pictures of J-Lo's.
I didn't know that they were joined at the head like that. Katie, stop.
Oh, that's not funny.
He's kidding.
I'm going to use that a lot. I can play that. You know, Beth Ann thought that was really Katie coming into the studio and that it wasn't pre-recorded.
There she is, our first line of defense.
Hi.
The magic of radio. How are you?
McKetsie.
Oh, in the uniform.
Hold on, ladies and gentlemen. Wait, we have a special moment here. Hold on, ladies and gentlemen.
Well,
we have the wonderful...
Oh, my goodness.
McKetsie, who is modeling the Buzz Babe. McKetsie, you're doing a modeling job. You look incredible in that outfit. How do you feel
you get on
in
that
it,
mic,
darling?
McKetsie.
How do you feel? Are you satisfied with these?
I am very satisfied. I feel like my booty's hanging out a little bit, but that's okay.
This is really a variation on the simple black dress.
I really do like it. I really do.
You think
like
it's a, you know, it's and you're going to take it home and make it your own? If
oh,
you know
definitely.
What I mean, right?
I have some fishnets to pair up with this baby.
Oh, no.
Well,
so it's
we'll
a simple black dress with the Mike O'Mara logo on the front left thigh and on the back.
I love how simple it is.
Or
I think
someone
that's
would
awesome.
Put a bumper sticker. It has the WJFK logo
on her butt.
And we were told to wear little shorts underneath them so you can't see all of our goodies.
Oh. Well, if you feel you must.
Well, I think that they could just wear the, you know, the Mike O'Mara Show thong under there. I think that would be
Since it is official.
Yeah, you know.
Wow.
We want to be official, don't we?
Yeah, are you wearing the shorts right now?
The what?
Are you wearing the shorts right now?
No, I have little orange shorts on.
Indeed she does.
I have little orange shorts.
Good night, everybody.
Isn't that something?
Wow.
I wish it was Friday already.
I know.
Feels
now,
like Friday.
I understand. These are the Buzz Babe uniforms, the outfits, the costumes that we're going to have. And all the girls have talked about making it their own. Now, have you given it any thought as to what you would do? This is really the very attractive, simple miniskirt black dress mm-hmm. that you're wearing. Is there anything you're going to do to make it your own? This is like the last Buzz Babe I should ask this question. But I will anyway. Are you going to do anything to make it your own?
I'm tempted to make it a little shorter, but, you know, we'll see where it goes.
The short shorts underneath it, was that like an edict? Ms. McBride didn't say that. The prison matron.
Mother McBride?
Mother McBride didn't.
I think
Mother
Megan
Superior
said it.
Megan said
I
that?
Think so.
Mother Megan said it.
Oh, well. Hey, Beth Ann. Beth Ann, could you come to the studio, please? I want to see if we can get the parameters here.
Mckenzie,
because having
lovely.
A thong is
Thank
fine.
You.
It seems to be fine. I don't know that we need.
No, I'm not. I'm not hanging out of this.
Walking
no, you're not. No, you're not. No. So, I mean, they can do whatever they want, right? They don't have to wear like shorts under it, do they?
It really looks like the Robert Palmer girl.
It looks like a simple dress, mm-hmm. very simple black dress.
It looks cute on her.
Little black dress.
Yeah.
Very, very nice.
And I don't care.
My little booty.
Yes, yeah. Yes. So, I mean, they can do whatever they want underneath, right?
Right, exactly.
Underneath. Listen,
underneath. That sounds
What's
good,
What's wrong
right?
with me on a Monday? I swear to God, I'm all ramped up.
What you going
to
do to make it your own?
Yeah. You look great. You look like $1 million.
Thank you so much.
Mckenzie, so let me see. It's Monday. Have you had sex today at all?
No, unfortunately.
Okay, well, just checking in.
Still early.
That's going to be the party on the H, ladies and gentlemen, since Mckenzie is here with that hot outfit. Mm-hmm. Thank you for corroborating the fact that they have arrived, and they will be on display on Friday
You're
night.
Welcome.
The party on the H, debut of the Buzz Babes. 8808 at 8, the Great Chantilly Sports Bar. Bungalow Billiards, 13891 Metro Tech Drive in Chantilly. That's hard to say, Metro Tech Drive.
Metro Tech Drive.
Yes.
Yeah.
Metro Tech Drive.
You know what's easier? Just off Route 50.
Do you know where we're going to be? Mckenzie, we're going to be in the Monkey Room.
Yes, the Monkey Room. For Monkey Business.
Have you been to the Monkey Room?
I have not been to the Monkey Room.
All right. Bungalow Billiards doing their best to save the wildlife with billiards, brew, and great food, too. Get the directions at MichaelMaraShow.com.
And Mckenzie, burst into the studio at any time you have something flimsy
yes.
on.
Because really, this was a segment we were doing the Hollywood Buzz, which really, I'm so dull. And
what if Buzz wore an outfit?
No, it wouldn't work for me. It
what
really
if
wouldn't.
I wore an outfit?
I had to. Did you notice how I looked at you when you burst into the studio and I kind of I had to do
his,
a double
his
take.
His eyes lit up a little
what
bit.
What are you doing? Your hair's like in this kind of like Latina way a little bit, you know?
Yeah, I have that Latina hair. It's a little bit curly.
It's very it's an
you.
Interesting look.
Nice.
It's a more innocent look than you normally
have. Well, yeah,
schoolgirlish, really.
So that's the big night. I am so are the girls getting psyched for the big
they
night?
They really are. Cool. They really are. All the babes can't stop talking about
it. You should
really
be. You're
excited.
The only ones getting paid. So I'm not even joking. All right. Thank you, Mckenzie.
You're very welcome.
Thank you. You can't believe how wonderful it's going to be with the Buzz Babe. Mckenzie, do you like hard shell crabs when you go out for dinner?
I don't do shellfish.
There. Okay. All right. So that doesn't
No
count
one's ever
all.
Accused her of being shellfish.
Yeah. Very good. Thank you, Mckenzie.
Thank you. I hope you have a good Monday.
Okay. You improved it.
You made it better.
Vastly.
Thank you.
Take care.
Look at that.
We'll just watch her walk out.
Ladies and gentlemen.
It's a very nice ad for WJFK.
Isn't that something?
What do you think? I think conservative.
I think it's stupendous.
I think they can be modified.
I do, too.
I think they're very conservative. I let them play with them.
I do know.
I say take the scissors to them.
For the first time in
Cut some holes in them.
For the first time in 16 years, I'm really pleased to work
here. Hey, Beth Ann, send Mckenzie back in here. I want to ask her something about the outfit. I really, really do.
And Beth Ann, you put one on, too.
Please. Hey, Mckenzie, like modify.
Can you not get enough of me?
I have a question for you. No, Monday's, Fridays are very. As far as modifying, what if like you were to, cut like
cut
strips
it in
up?
Half?
Or just cut.
Oh, like little make strips
it
on the side?
Yes. Yeah, like play
that
with
could
it.
Work. Like. That could work. Okay. Like little, as long as we don't cut those huge holes out, make it too much like the executive. But if we did like little slits across the tummy, that'd be cute.
And now, Beth Ann, what were you going to say in my headphones? I heard the mic open. Tim Gunn. Okay, get out of here, Mckenzie.
Bye.
Thank you, Mckenzie.
A little too fashion conscious.
That's great. What I suggest is maybe making an alteration on the sides. It should be really nice. All right, Buzz, we got to wrap this up.
Let me finish by telling you that actress Mary-Kate Olsen is refusing to sit down with federal investigators who want to interview her about the accidental drug death of friend actor Heath Ledger.
Well, that's suspicious, though.
Yes, it is.
Like she might have something to do with it?
She says she doesn't want to be questioned.
No way.
She wants to be guaranteed immunity.
Much ado about nothing.
She wants
guaranteed immunity?
Much ado about nothing. She's a wingnut. She's a space cadet, airhead, out of it, not with it. No.
I don't think she's the wingnut as much as her sister.
Like she, what, plied him with the drugs that got him? Like she was smart enough to get him so high that he died? I don't know.
I heard she's into black magic.
Really?
I just made that up.
That was good, though. You really
got me. But I sucked you in.
I have to wonder
really
why she's asking for immunity.
All right. Well, we'll play. I just don't think that's going to amount to anything.
We'll find out, and we'll have it right here. And coming up in your final buzz, McCain and Topless Babes. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you, Buzz. Coming up, we are going to chat with a real Hollywood kid, one of those chunky kids that everybody loves nowadays, Josh Gad. Josh is in the new movie The Rocker with Rainn Wilson. That's coming up here in August. And we'll chat with him about what it is to be hot in Hollywood. And I hope some more Buzz Babes come by, too, to model. We'll
Fingers
be right back
crossed.
After this.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.